BBC.
One. Listen, I'm sorry to mess you around, but tomorrow it's the Brit Awards and our show is going to be backstage there between 4 and 7. So, for today only, in a change to the schedule, we are doing 24 years at the Tap End on a Monday. This is going to throw everybody right out for the rest of the week.
That's not what's in my Radio Times.
I know.
What about the build listings?
I know. I like it that you still get the Radio Times and you still circle our show, don't you?
Every day.
With a pen.
Highlighter.
Like off of Christmas.
Yep.
So yes, I'm sorry we've had to move Tap End just for this week from a Tuesday to a Monday. But apart from apologising, this may make your Monday evening a lot better because a lot of people have rubbish Mondays. So hopefully this might, you know, pep up your homework a bit or revision or on your way home from work. Here is a special Monday, 24 years at the Tap End. What are you saying?
Right, I'm going to go to, it's year 10. I've just realised I can't remember what year that would have been at the Tap End, year 10?
14 or 15?
So it's round about that time if you're keen.
I'm keen. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Rezo.
Also,
I like the way he has to wheel himself into position every time. That was the sound of the Tap End narrator wheeling in.
Ready.
Yes.
Ready.
Ready.
By year 10, our high school had started to give us more and more responsibilities. At lunch, we were allowed into a specific area of Casterbury Park if we wanted, an area defined by a surrounding perimeter pavement. We would be in trouble if we ventured any further than that, but all the same, this was a small amount of freedom afforded to us with an aim of giving us more responsibilities. Year 10 responsibilities also included a week's work experience, which would give me my first insight into the working world. We were instructed to fill out a form with our interests and skills. Our teachers would then pair us with a company they deemed to be relevant. I wrote on my form how much I loved music, radio and football, and I was paired with a local accountancy firm.
They never quite get it right. I mean, they sometimes do, but I put radio on mine and ended up working at a newspaper for a week.
Oh, well, that's not so bad.
No,
at least they got
kind of
media.
The same thing, yeah.
How about you, Becky? Work experience?
I put radio on mine and they sent me to a radio station.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, no, they don't. You have to organise it yourself.
Yes.
It's like, and when I've never been to school where they pick it for you.
Oh, yeah, no, they might.
It was only the people that can be bothered to organise it. You had to write the letters yourself and say, I want to come here, and then...
No, my school, we had to, all of us in our school had to do it.
What, and the teachers pick it for you?
Yeah, yeah.
That's so weird.
This was all fine, though. I thought I would give it a go. We all had to write CVs to send to our relevant companies, and I received a nice letter back from them officially offering me the work experience.
Well, that was a fix. Was it not a fix, though? Because your teacher's already set it up.
Yeah.
So you could have written anything in that CV and you'd known that you'd have got it.
Yeah.
The CV bit was kind of pointless.
Yeah, I think it was to teach us how to write CVs, right. But yeah, the wrong way around completely. I was to be at that company with three of my mates, and as the first day of my work experience approached, I went out to buy some smart clothes to wear.
Did they choose it because you were good at maths?
I was awful at maths. Right. I couldn't, in fact, looking back on it, in my forms and interest in that, it must have just been like an FA Cup draw. They must have just pulled out my name and accountancy.
Yeah. Do you think it was one of those things where the teachers are like, oh, I could just do with another coffee, I can't be bothered with this, like in the staff room, trying to desperately do it quickly before they went off on another break?
Yeah, I think that's what's gone on here.
Becky!
I reported to that accountancy firm on the first day of my work experience, wearing an oversized suit. Me and my mates were to work for different departments in the office and were split up. I was introduced to my new work colleagues, who were generally very nice. For the following week, I did a lot of form printing and filing and learned about some of the different areas of accountancy. It was all right, actually, but lunchtimes were the one. We were in Watford Town Centre, so it was a week of quality lunches. Pizza Hut one day, Mackey D's the next. As far as lunches were concerned, Watford was our oyster. It was a great result, because up until then, we only ever had the canteen at my school. Now we were out there in town centre, we could do everything. I did work hard that week and received a good reference at the end. The accountancy firm also gave me a large card that they had all signed. It was a nice touch.
You must have done good.
I genuinely think they were impressed with me.
But here's the thing. on my work experience, all I really had to do was fetch things for people and go to the photocopier a couple of times.
Now, you see, I'm reluctant to say that's all I did. I did do some complicated forms. I learned how to
do... Oh, no. Did you do your people's tax returns?
Oh, God.
No, I didn't. No, I wouldn't have done people's... I don't think I did.
When you say
you say complicated forms.
What does that mean?
I was effectively working. I was doing accountancy stuff.
What, actual maths and stuff?
There wasn't that much maths involved. I just had to take people's details, fill them out.
You were filling in people's names.
Send them to HMRC.
Yeah.
HMRC, that rings a bell. Yeah,
of
course.
Oh, my God.
Work experience wasn't the only responsibility given to me in year 10. I was also asked to organise the class assembly, which was to be based on the theme of bullying. Every class had to do a 10-minute assembly based on different themes every week, and we were all told we would have to take it seriously. There was three of us organising our one, and I came up with a genius idea, which hopefully wouldn't take too much work. There was a song by Baz Luhrmann called Sunscreen, and my idea was to play the song and get different members of our class to walk onto the stage holding a card with certain key words. Good idea, eh?
Yeah, really good idea.
And also, it would save on the acting, because all they're having to do is walk on and bring on cards, if that makes sense. You know the song I mean?
I mean, which one of Baz Luhrmann's do you mean? I think there might only be one.
I thought this was foolproof, and we created a huge number of these cards with key words from the song. Rehearsals all went well, and our teacher liked the look of the whole thing. I managed to get hold of a load of these mini sun lotion sample bottles to throw out at the end.
Where did you get them from?
Got them from, I can't say the name of it, but the one that rhymes with Hoots.
But... So you bought them, or you just kept going back for more free samples?
Just free samples, isn't it? Got them over the week.
Did you?
Yeah.
But just kept going back in?
Yeah.
Did you ask for them, or did you have to buy something every time?
I'd say, can I have a free sample, please? And they obliged.
And you got enough to chuck out at the end?
I got 30.
That's very impressive of Hoots, isn't it?
They really looked after us.
Yeah.
But I did say please.
Very generous.
There wasn't really a relevance, but just seemed like a good idea to do, as the song was called Sunscreen.
Yeah.
The morning of the assembly came about and everything was set. I got in early to the school hall and got the music ready. My mate handed out all the mini sun lotion bottles and cards with the words on, and then we waited for our cue. Our deputy head did the normal announcements about how badly everyone was behaving on the train and how important revision for our mock GCSEs were. And then we were on. I walked out in front of the school and introduced our assembly.
Can you remember what you said when you took to the stage?
I just sort of stood there, said, "Hello, I'm Chris, and this assembly is about bullying."
Your voice is a bit higher probably though.
"Hello, this is Chris."
No, that's your Hyacinth Bouquet voice when you did the Hyacinth Bouquet play.
But there's no middle ground.
Come on, do your 15 voice when you're 15.
"Hiya."
No, Hyacinth.
"Hiya, this is Chris." And
it's probably, "Hiya, this is Chris."
That sounds like the pervy old man or Family Guy.
Right. Well, anyway, I stood there and just said, "Hi, I'm Chris. Here's an assembly about bullying. Hope you learn a lot."
Yeah.
Did you introduce it with that much enthusiasm? Because I'd quite like it.
"If you have the audio tape to accompany the biography, press play now." Baz Luhrmann started to play, and one by one, different members of our class walked out holding a card. Everything was going to plan. It was better than most assemblies. Any assembly with music was always more interesting.
True.
Even the teachers taking up the first two rows of the hall seemed to be enjoying it.
What was written on the cards, by the way?
So the song has key words like floss.
Yeah.
And so what I would do is I'd get one of them to come out with a card just saying floss.
What's that to do with bullying?
Yeah, I'm not sure looking back, but it seemed right at the time. And it's like, "Do not read beauty magazines, they will only make you feel ugly." And then at that point, my mate Jono walked out holding a card saying ugly, which actually was probably... insulting,
that's bullying.
If anything.
Yeah, that's bullying,
that's bullying
to him.
That, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think I thought it through at the time.
No. So we've got like mini testers of sun lotion in those little sachets being thrown out.
And two people on the
yet.
Screen with cards saying ugly and floss.
Good point.
So I don't think I would have learned a lot about bullying from this.
No, if anything, we were just insulting people with large words written on card. It wasn't meant like that. The song neared an end and my whole class lined up at the front of the stage. And it came to the finale where we were to throw the mini bottles of sun lotion out. The final words of the song were said, "Trust me, I'm the sunscreen." And then disaster struck. As the lads
Sorry. Did you say that the final words are, "Trust me, I'm the sunscreen"?
Yes.
No. Isn't it, "Trust me, on the sunscreen"? Not, he's not the sunscreen.
I thought he was the sunscreen.
No. Why is he going to be the sunscreen?
It says, "Trust me, I'm the sunscreen."
No, it doesn't, because he's saying all the way through,
"Listen to all my advice, but trust me on the sunscreen." Yeah. As in, like,
but I thought he was saying
on that one.
It was his advice. He is the sunscreen. He is protecting you.
You don't say, "Trust me, I'm that one," do you?
Oh, well, there you go. Lesson learnt there, then.
Yeah.
And then disaster struck.
I shouldn't laugh.
As the lads lobbed the mini bottles of sun lotion out, I realised that they had removed the lids. And were throwing them hard into the crowd. Sun lotion went everywhere, covering teachers in the front row as well. Chaos followed as everyone jumped up and started going mad. I was marched straight into the head teacher's office.
This couldn't have gone any worse.
Accused of orchestrating the Bugsy Malone style mess. I didn't grass and took the punishments. I lost my year 10 lunchtime privileges. No Casbury Park for me at lunchtimes. I also had to help clean the hall for the following week. I'd like to think that generally I'm a responsible guy, and I think a lot of it stems from that year. Unfortunately, I now associate the smell of suntan lotion with a telling off from my head teacher, but that's the price I paid to learn responsibility. And trust me, I'm the sunscreen.
Scott Mills, BBC.